Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Law is a Lady by Nora Roberts, performed by Michael Naramore. Chapter 1. Merle T. Johnson sat on the ripped vinyl seat of a stool in Annie's Cafe, 5 miles north of Friendly. He lingered over a lukewarm root beer, half listening to the scratchy country number piping out from Annie's portable radio. A woman was born to be hurt was the lament of Nashville's latest hopeful. Merle didn't know enough about women to disagree. He was on his way back to Friendly after checking out a complaint on one of the neighboring ranches. Sheep stealing, he thought as he chugged down more root beer. Might have been exciting if there'd been anything to it. Potts was getting too old to know how many sheep he had in the first place. Sheriff knew there was nothing to it, Merle thought glumly. Sitting in the dingy little cafe with the smell of fried hamburgers and onions clinging to the air, Merle bemoaned the injustice of it. There was nothing more exciting in Friendly, New Mexico, than hauling in old Silas when he got drunk and disorderly on Saturday nights. Merle T. Johnson had been born too late. If it had been the 1880s instead of the 1980s, he'd have had the chance to face desperados, ride in a posse, face off a gunslinger. The things deputies were supposed to do. And here he was, he told himself fatalistically, nearly 24 years old, and the biggest arrest he had made was pulling in the Kramer twins for busting up the local pool hall. Merle scratched his upper lip, where he was trying, without much success, to grow a respectable mustache. The best part of his life was behind him, he decided, and he'd never be more than a deputy in a forgotten little town, chasing imaginary sheep thieves. If just once somebody'd robbed the bank. He dreamed over this a minute, picturing himself in a high-speed chase and shootout. That would be something, yes sirree. He'd have his picture in the paper, maybe a flesh wound in the shoulder. The idea became more appealing. He could wear a sling for a few days. Now, if the sheriff would only let him carry a gun.
Merle T., you gonna pay for that drink or sit there dreaming all day?
Merle snapped back to reality and got hastily to his feet. Annie stood watching him with her hands on her ample hips. She had small, dark eyes, florid skin, and an amazing thatch of strawberry-colored hair. Merle was never at his best with women.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?